This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. In studio tonight is Daryl
and Jay.
We are here taking your calls about whatever is on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, we have brought things to the table as well. And one of those is about a foreign country that I'm fascinated with. Ian is fascinated with. Jay, I'm not sure how closely you've been following the Venezuela situation.
Oh, I've been following it, yeah. I talk about it a lot with people.
Headline from CNN earlier today, Venezuela is down to its last $10 billion, meaning that they're about to completely run out of money.
$10 billion U.S. or $10 billion Bolivar?
I think that's... They're using dollar signs here, so I think they're converting things to U.S. dollars. Now, the question is whether they're using the official Venezuelan currency
exchange
conversion
rate,
which sets that rate at 10 Bolivar Fuerte to 1 U.S. dollar, or are they using the black market rate, which is somewhere around like 3,000 Bolivar Fuerte to a U.S. dollar?
Well, that's a big difference right there.
Yeah, it's a huge difference. But again, the story from CNN says Caracas is running out of cash. Venezuela only has $10.5 billion in foreign reserves left, according to its most recent central bank data. So this is trusting the Venezuelan government to wind up giving us a data figure. But, you know, there are certain things to where, you know, really, the only source for the info is you've kind of got to look at, you know, the government officials to give you a number, right?
Yeah, and how can you trust government officials? I know I can't trust them.
Oh, I don't trust them, but one thing that's interesting, and we'll get back to the Venezuela story here, but if you look at the official U.S. government inflation numbers, which we know are BS... We know that they do everything they can to make it look like inflation's not as bad as it is.
Because with inflation numbers, they don't include, like, food and energy and housing, right?
Well, there's certain foods, but they'll manipulate that. And then they manipulate... The numbers are completely manipulated.
Of course.
To where, you know, for food, they'll find an equivalent product that might cost less than what it did a year ago, whereas with electronics, they find an equivalent product, and I'm using air quotes around that term, that costs about the same amount as what it did a year ago. So, you know, a high-end computer, or actually any computer back in 1980, would have cost, you know, several thousand dollars. Now they find a high-end computer that costs the same, whereas we know the standard household computer is a couple hundred dollars now.
When I was 6 years old in 1986, my parents bought a Tandy TD-1000 with the printer, the monitor, the computer, and a whole bunch of floppy disks. The thing was like $3,600.
Yeah, and sounds about right.
It's crazy back then.
But again, using the government's own numbers that we know are bunk, it shows that the value of the dollar has decreased by 97% over the last 100 years.
Oh, sure.
And
yeah,
that's using a number that we know is false, which means it's probably decreased by about 99.5%, if not more. But getting back to the story from CNN and, of course, your calls and thoughts, welcome, 855-450-FREE. For the rest of the year, Venezuela owes roughly $7.2 billion in outstanding debt payments. In 2011, Venezuela had roughly $30 billion in reserves. In 2015, it had $20 billion, and now they're down to $10.5 billion. That trend can't persist much longer, but it's hard to know exactly when Venezuela will run completely out of cash. Siobhan Morden, head of Latin America Fixed Income Strategy at Nomura Holdings, says the question is, where is the floor? If oil prices stagnate and foreign reserves reach zero, then the clock is going to start on a default. And then they have a chart, again, showing the reserves going from $30 billion 6 years ago to $20 billion 2 years ago, now to $10.5 billion.
I wonder what they're calling reserve, because when I grew up, I always thought that the reserves for the United States were this gold bullion that was hanging out in Fort Knox. So are they just calling like their paper money reserve, you think?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because the next paragraph kind of answers that question. According to the country's recently released 2016 financial report, about $7.7 billion of the remaining $10.5 billion of reserves is in gold. To make debt payments in the past year, Venezuela shipped gold to Switzerland. Now, they don't say what the other roughly $3 billion worth of reserves are, but my guess is it's, you know, various assets.
Yeah, probably.
The value of buildings, etc.
The ships they can't sail.
Yeah, those that are just sitting in the dock. We covered that a couple weeks ago.
Right.
And then whatever oil is sitting in those boats that can't go anywhere. Now, for comparison, I wanted to see, you know, what are the American government's assets? Because we all know that the outstanding debt is said to be $20 trillion, roughly.
Just for the United States Corporation. I did a little research on this years ago, and the Federal Reserve, Bank of New York Federal Reserve, used to, on their website, have what's called an M3 report, which was how much debt the Federal Reserve is owed. And in that M3 report, it listed the United States, it listed each individual state, it listed the corporate debt, and it listed the consumer debt, and it also listed the debts for each individual, like municipal corporation, city, town, county, whatever.
Right.
And that number was like, I can't remember if it was like 06 or 03 that I looked into this, but it was like $97 trillion was a debt of everything.
That's what it was then.
Then, yes.
I've got an updated
number
that's on the Wiki article for Financial Position of the United States. It says that the United States government has assets of $269.6 trillion and debts of $145.8 trillion.
That's just the U.S. government, not the states.
I'm not entirely sure what all they're putting in this number. I'll try to see what they're doing there. But that says that that produces a net worth of $123 trillion as of quarter one 2014. So that number itself is about 3 years old. But I know that I had heard before that when you add the unfunded mandates and the unfunded liabilities to the existing, you know, what's acknowledged as the national debt, that you wind up getting a number close to $100 trillion. Looks like it's closer to $150 trillion. And again, I'll dig in to see what all that number entails. But I do remember a few weeks ago we discussed the consumer debt reaching a near all-time high, and it's probably going to cross that all-time high mark sometime this year. The all-time high that currently exists in the United States was from 2008. Jay, you remember what happened in 2008, don't you?
Yeah, the housing market crashed, and I'm in the hay business, and I actually, that cost me a little bit of money, because I had a lot of customers that had big stables where people boarded their horses, and what happened was these people, they lost their houses, they were kind of dependent on like their stock market earnings or whatever, you know, to pay for their horses, their luxuries. And I had a couple of horse stables that, you know, they had 30, 40 horses in them, and they owed me, I think I got hit for about $35,000 out of my own pocket in my own business over just all the people that owed me money. And it was literally because the housing bubble had popped, the stock market had crashed, and people couldn't afford to have this, these luxury horses anymore. And then it rippled down to many, many people like me.
Yeah. And, you know, there are some people claiming that that recession ended in, like, 2010. Other people are saying the recession is still going. I've heard some people say we're not in a recession. We're in a depression. But we'll keep talking about it. And your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're discussing Venezuela and the economic situation that just keeps getting worse down there. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Jay.
And your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Before we get back to the story here, I want to make sure that I encourage you to try MyPillow for 60 days. Well, you can't come use mine, but you can get your very own MyPillow. Again, risk-free for 60 days. MyPillow is designed to fit to the shape of your body, hold your neck in the proper position. I've been using it for about a year, and it's definitely the best pillow I've ever had. And unlike a regular pillow, you can throw MyPillow in the washing machine, throw it in the dryer, and it's still usable. It's still nice and fluffy and, again, keeps your head and neck in that proper position. Go to MyPillow.com. Use code FTL to get your very own MyPillow at half price or get a second pillow free of charge. And remember, if you don't like it in the first 60 days, you get your money back, less the shipping. And the pillow itself is guaranteed to last 10 years. MyPillow.com, code FTL. Looks like you had something to say, Jay.
No, I just itched myself.
Okay. So before we get back to discussing Venezuela, I had mentioned that I pulled up some numbers on what the financial status of the United States was. Because, again, the story from CNN is that the Venezuelan government is down to $10.5 billion in reserves. About $7.7 billion of that is in gold. Not sure what the rest is, but, you know, we're guessing probably boats and oil and buildings.
National monuments, you know, stuff like that. I'm sure that's what the U.S. uses also.
Stuff along those lines. So the number that I cited from Wikipedia that was updated quarter one of 2014 was that the U.S. had outstanding debts of $145 trillion. And yes, Jay, that number does include personal debt, debt held by nonprofits, non-financial corporate businesses, non-financial non-corporate businesses, financial businesses, state and local governments, the federal government, and then it says foreign, but I'm guessing that's, I'm not sure what that is, if it's being counted as, you know, American debt, but listed as foreign, not sure what that means necessarily.
The thing I had talked about was the M3 report was how much the Federal Reserve Bank was holding in debt. And that was $97 trillion, a number I remember. I can't remember if it was 03 or 06. Those 2 years kind of popped my head for some reason, but That included all that, but that was just what the Federal Reserve was on. Never mind what, you know, bondholders or the Chinese or whoever, you know, might be owed for debt that's owed by Americans, basically.
Yeah, and trying to pull up M3, it looks as though that's not something that the Federal Reserve tracks anymore. They've not tracked it since 2006.
Okay, it must be the numbers that I got then.
And speaking of things that aren't tracked anymore, the inflation rate in Venezuela. The Venezuelan central government hasn't tracked that in several years. We'll tell you what the estimated inflation rate is here in just a second. The story, again, from CNN says the thinning reserves, again, they were $30 billion 6 years ago, $20 billion 2 years ago, now down to $10 billion in Venezuela. The thinning reserves paint a scary financial picture as the country faces a humanitarian crisis sparked by an economic meltdown. Venezuelans are suffering massive food and medical shortages as well as skyrocketing grocery prices. Massive government overspending, a crashing currency, mismanagement of the country's infrastructure, and corruption are all factors that have sparked extremely high inflation in Venezuela. Again, something that's not been tracked by the Venezuelan central government in about 2 years. And that's because once inflation hits a certain rate, you're officially in hyperinflation, and they didn't want to do that. So the IMF is doing some calculations of their own. They're estimating that the inflation rate is going to rise to 1,660% this year and 2,880% next year. And just for comparison, the official inflation rate in the U.S. is hovering around 2%.
Yeah, allegedly, which is just a crock.
That's why I said the official number.
The difference between America and Venezuela is that the United States literally exports like their bad parts of their socialism, to where Venezuela isn't able to force other nations to use their money because they don't have this military to back up their printing press with. So here, United States, right, anybody who doesn't want to participate in a dollar or whatever, they get bombed. So Venezuela doesn't have that ability. So as far as I'm concerned.
That's one of the reasons that Venezuelans are facing a food shortage, is because the suppliers of said products, they don't want these worthless Bolivar Fuerte. They want paid in U.S. dollars.
Well, that too, and the real reason they're facing a food shortage is, you know, it all started is because the government said to the farmers, hey, you need to produce these crops, you need to produce this food cheaper than you can produce it. And the farmers are like, well, we can't do that, so then most of them went to Brazil. They just left.
And then, you know, when supplies do wind up coming in, we've read stories about people actually smuggling them out of the country.
Yeah, the subsidized toilet paper, the subsidized food. Yeah, because that's what happens when you subsidize it, and if you sell it cheaper than you can produce it, you're going to create a black market to where it's just going to be funneled back somewhere else.
Right. So people were, you know, crossing into Colombia and Brazil to sell the products at, you know, a huge markup to them. You know, because they're getting a gallon of gas for pennies.
About 4 years ago, I seen I don't know if it was a meme or something, but a dude had like this, like, tarped up backpack that was like 10 times the size of his body, and it was all paper towels and toilet paper that he was like smuggling out of the country so he could make a few dollars so he could feed his family.
Right. And you would think, because when I first saw the headline of, you know, diapers and smuggling in Venezuela, I was like, oh, people are smuggling supplies into Venezuela because I know how difficult it is for them to get anything, because what you were saying, the central government is telling stores, you have to sell this below what you paid for it. But nope, they were smuggling it out to try to make a few dollars. Continuing with the article here, it says another key problem is the relatively low price of oil, which stands at half of what it was in 2014. Venezuela has more oil reserves than any other nation in the world, and oil shipments make up over 90% of the country's total exports. This is making it nearly impossible for the country to pay its debt and import food, medicine, and other essentials. Things are not good in Venezuela. Luckily, they're better here. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We've got to figure out a way to save energy, babe. Our heating bills are crazy.
See this?
Whoa, what's that? The new remote?
It is. Budget Blinds was here this morning and installed these motorized shades in the kitchen. Come here, watch.
So I just sit here. They open, they close. This is really very cool.
Yeah, Budget Blinds comes in and measures, then they install everything. Oh, you didn't have to lift a finger, right?
Hey, I like that almost as much as the remote, but we were talking about saving energy.
Yes, right. See, the shades are also on a timer.
A timer?
You program the timer to open them in the morning and let the sun in, then close in the evening to keep in the warmth.
Maybe we should do the rest of the house.
What a great idea, honey.
Right now, during Budget Blinds Luxury Within Reach event, motorized window coverings are more affordable than ever. The more you buy, the more you save, with savings up to $2,000. Hurry and call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now, before this offer ends, or go online to budgetblinds.com. Don't miss out. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises. Restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Jay.
And we were discussing the situation in Venezuela to where, and we knew this for quite some time, that, you know, the Venezuelan central government is going broke. But I don't think we realized how broke until, again, that story from CNN showing that the central government in Venezuela is down to $10.5 billion worth of reserves, about 75-80% of that being held in gold. Not sure what the rest of it is. And, again, just 5 years ago, they had $30 billion. So they're going to completely run out of money sometime in the next year and a half, probably.
So when they completely run out of money and a government can no longer function, it is my belief that we will literally see Venezuela just start to get better. Because if there's no government there to force people not to do things, to regulate people, to mess with people, to point guns at people, I would hope the free market would just take over.
Well, the question is, how long after they run out of money will Nicolas Maduro realizes that he can't just, you know, tell people what to do, because he doesn't have the money to keep paying the military. How long will it be before the military guys and the police just drop their weapons and say, no more?
I guess it depends how much they believe in Maduro. I mean, you know, if Maduro's got these Venezuelan statists all brainwashed to believe that he's like almighty and God and stuff, as many, you know, the statists believe all their leaders are, they may follow without pay.
What I'm seeing is the people aren't happy with Maduro, and they're basically being kept in line because of the police and the military. So the question is, how long can you wind up not feeding your police and military before they stop enforcing your laws?
Well, I don't know. I guess as soon as they get hungry. And that's what I would think.
That's something that we'll have to wait and see. And again, it's like a very slow motion train wreck. Let's go to the phones. Again, 855-450-FREE. We've got Robert calling in from Bellows Falls. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi, Daryl. Nice to meet you, Jerry.
Hey, nice to meet you, Robert. I was actually in Bellows Falls this afternoon.
Oh, that's true. That would have been nice to see you. Bellows Falls is kind of a nice town, but there's a lot of crazy people who live in that town.
Well, what'd you call in about? I know you didn't call to give a report on how many crazy people live in your town.
Right. You know, you guys were talking about country of what, Venezuela. I guess we were talking about and wealth and what, you know, why countries are so broken. I guess what I don't understand is, you know, the United States, you know, like you said, is very broke. But, you know, a lot of that money, you know, that where it's, you know, they can't find. You know, like, for instance, on December 10th of 2001, Donald Rumsfeld came on national TV and said that some $2.3 or $3.2 trillion is just missing.
Yeah. Yeah, and then there was a report from Reuters from a couple years ago that the Pentagon over, I think, the last decade had somewhere around like $6 trillion that was just unaccounted for. We know we spent it on something, but we don't know what.
$50,000 hammers.
Well, no, they know what that went on, but there was just other money where they were just like, we know we spent it, but we don't have receipts, so just trust us it was good stuff.
I mean, this whole Federal Reserve system is just absolute fraud, because it would be absolutely impossible to even think about servicing this debt. It was a couple years ago, somebody was on, the guy who owns Robertson Roberts there.
Tim Fry.
Tim. He was on Alex Jones or something, or one of them, or actually maybe it was on Ernie's show, but he was talking about how if every American corporation literally took all their assets and literally just gave it in payment of the debt, it wouldn't even come close to paying off the debt. I mean, it's just that the Federal Reserve's owned. It's just an absolute fraud, and people just need to start realizing that. And as soon as more and more people are realizing that, that's why Bitcoin's becoming more popular. And as soon as people start on a mass level, start realizing within the United States and start realizing the Federal Reserve note is just nothing but, you know, BS, that's when serious things are going to start to happen, I think, with Bitcoin and gold and silver and other currencies.
I agree with you, Jay, on that. And I've been buying my Bitcoins, but I guess what I'm afraid is what happened over in Greece. You know, I mean, all those people went off when they, you know, lost all their funds and everything.
So, just for anybody that might not be familiar with what happened in Greece, I believe you're talking about when the Greek government defaulted and they just decided, oh, we're going to give everybody's bank account that's above a certain amount a haircut.
I think it was 6,000 euros.
And to make sure that people didn't just, you know, pull their money out of the banks, they said, and nobody can withdraw money starting now.
Yeah, they just freeze everybody's bank account, and then they announce a haircut. And if you, like me, I don't have a bank account, and I won't get one. I can't get one. I don't really care to have a bank account. My money's in cash, Bitcoin, and silver, and livestock, and stuff like that. So That wouldn't personally affect me, but yeah, it would definitely screw me up because I got a lot of customers that, you know, a lot of my people that do business with, they keep their money in a bank, and I always tell them, man, try not to keep too much in the bank, you know, just enough to pay bills, but
yeah.
It's hard for people to do. There are a lot of people I know, they're afraid to have a few thousand dollars cash on them. They're afraid to have a few thousand dollars in their house.
Right, and when you see stuff about some of the, you know, the asset forfeiture gone wild sort of stories,
oh,
to
yeah,
where
you
know, somebody taking a bus to start a new life somewhere and they've got, you know, a couple thousand dollars on them because it's their life savings, and the cops come on board and they just ruffle through everybody. So, oh, why you got a couple thousand dollars? You dealing drugs? No, I'm moving to California. I want to start a new life. Yeah, sure. That's what everybody says. You're coming with us and this money's ours. They never file a charge, but they keep the money.
Yep. Yeah,
and there have been stories of people that, you know, run a small business that they wind up getting all of their money seized by the IRS because the IRS believes that they're doing this thing called structuring, to where you make deposits of less than $10,000 so you don't have to fill out some IRS form for why you're making a deposit of more than that. Well, no, they're not doing anything fishy or suspicious or illegal. They're running a small restaurant and they're making deposits every Tuesday and Friday. Like, that's not weird. Once you look at it and you see what's going on, but in the government's eyes, they're like, ah, they must be doing this to avoid filling out this form, so therefore it's suspicious and illegal, and your money's ours now. So I don't blame people for not wanting to keep money around. I don't blame people for not wanting to put money in banks. But, you know, the really only other alternative is, you know, like gold, silver, cryptocurrencies. But then, even then, it could wind up being considered suspicious in the eyes of some overzealous government agent.
And I'll tell you what, if you got, you know, your $50,000-$60,000 in silver, it's kind of, you got to keep track of it, and you need a good safe, and then if you got a good safe, people might know about it, and, you know, it's tough, and then, you know, cryptocurrencies, you know, Bitcoin's just like cash. If you screw up and lose your, you know, account, you know, password, your wallet password, you lose it, or if you had it in Mt. Gox, you might, you know, you would have lost it. It's tricky. You got to not keep all your eggs in one basket, that's for sure.
Yes. Robert, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about whatever is on your mind.
My golden retriever, Sundance, is a lot more playful now. She has more pep and energy.
Tons of energy.
Happy the rescue dog is Happy the healthy dog.
Petey is having fun again. He's got a shiny coat and a good healthy weight.
Molly's been having 4 scoops a day. She pushes her little bowl all the way across the room, emptying every last single crumb. She has slimmed down and gotten this puppy look.
She's got life. She's got energy.
We get asked all the time when we're at shows, how do you get your dog so healthy and shiny and glossy?
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Just feed your dog right.
Due to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals, your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Jay.
And we were talking last segment about various ways that you can protect your wealth. And one of those was getting some cryptocurrency. Well, and in order to have cryptocurrency, you need to have a cryptocurrency wallet. And, well, there just happens to be an official cryptocurrency wallet of Free Talk Live, and that would be the Jax wallet, J-A-X-X. You can get it at jax.io. or in the app store of your choice. There's no wallet like it. You can hold Bitcoin, Ether, DAO with more currencies on the way. I believe they recently added Dash and Zcash. They have Shapeshift integration built in. So let's say you have some Bitcoin and you want to turn it into one of the other currencies that they have in the wallet. You can do that within the wallet itself. It's frictionless and it's easy. The wallet was created by Free Talk Live listener Anthony DiOrio, who's also the founder of Ethereum. It's easy to back up your wallet and recover your funds with Jax, and Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life, coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. Your digital command center in the palm of your hand, Jax. Again, the official wallet of Free Talk Live, JAXX.io. So,
and speaking of Bitcoin, it's been doing pretty good. I'm just trying to bring up the average here.
Up over $1,200 when I looked earlier today.
1216, it says right now, BitcoinAverage.com. And, yeah, that's cool. Dash is being shape-shifted on Jax now. I actually have a little Dash, and I haven't looked at it since, like, September.
And I've heard that Dash has gone up tremendously
cool.
over the last several months. actually gone up a good bit in the last month, which means I might want to maybe get some. And I can do that in my Jack's wallet using that Shapeshift integration. So changing gears from Venezuela to a country that's not any better off, really, Cuba. And there's actually some sad news out of Cuba, specifically for a pair of libertarian activists in Cuba who were arrested a month ago. Now, we've had this story, or at least I've had this story in show prep for a while, and we've never gotten to it, but there's an update. So before I give you the update, I want to tell you exactly what happened. On February 2nd, so right at a month ago, Ubaldo Herrera Hernandez and Manuel Velasquez Vicea were arrested by plainclothes secret police. Both activists were detained on trumped-up charges. They were affiliated with Mises Cuba, which is an independent Cuban think tank based on a similar philosophy of the Ludwig von Mises Institute in Auburn, Alabama, and the Mises Cuba Institute did confirm that the men were arrested. They were specifically targeted for their peaceful activism promoting limited government and free markets. Now, in the update, we'll tell you exactly what these horrible, horrible men were doing to wind up getting arrested.
Well, socialist dictators do not like free markets, and that's, you know, it takes their power away. It doesn't give them the ability to corrupt and buy, you know, politicians and, you know, make things happen and blackmail people. And that's the beauty of free market. It takes all this villainism stuff out of government, and, boy, the villains don't like it when their power is stripped.
Yeah, and I found out about this because the Libertarian Party of Nevada issued a resolution condemning the Cuban government and calling upon the Cuban government to release these men. And there's a statement from LP Nevada Vice Chairman David Colborn, who says the arrest of the libertarian activist in Cuba is a jarring reminder of both the Obama administration's willingness to sacrifice Cuban refugees on the altar of real politic and the Trump administration's open hostility towards civil liberties and the rule of law. I call on all liberty-minded political leaders in the U.S. to chart a new course by demanding the immediate and safe release of these Cuban libertarian activists. And then this goes on to specifically state what their resolution is, where not only they, the Libertarian Party of Nevada, condemning the Cuban government, but they specifically call on other libertarian state parties and the National Party to do the same. Now, the update, and this update comes from yesterday, February 28th. After days of anxious waiting, libertarians around the world finally have updates on two imprisoned Cuban libertarian activists, Ubaldo Herrera Hernandez and Manuel Velasquez Vicea, who were arrested by state security, which is Cuba's secret police. They were detained in jail in Mayabaque province and charged with attempted assault. But the Mises Institute Cuba said that libertarians are unanimous in asserting that both men were targeted for dissident activism. As of today, the source in Cuba confirms that both men were indeed convicted on falsified charges and are in a labor prison. They now face additional criminal charges. This dissident activism, you want to hear what these guys were doing to bring down the communist government of Cuba, according to the Cuban government?
Sure.
They were originally targeted for having meetings in a room to discuss civil liberties, limited government, and free markets. And occasionally, they would distribute flyers and put up some posters.
That sounds
like everyday life here.
Yeah, this is what I do all the time. You do all the time. This also, you know, you could take this article, remove Cuba, and put in North Korea, and, you know, it'd be the same thing.
Yeah, the only difference is I don't think there actually is a Mises Institute in North Korea. Other members of Mises Cuba were threatened by state security shortly after Herrera and Velasquez were originally arrested. 6 days ago, Cuban libertarians on the ground affiliated with Mises Cuba confirmed that the pair were transferred to the labor prison Melana Il near Melana del Sur on the border of Havana and Mayabaque. The living and working conditions in Cuba's network of labor prisons, basically Cuban gulags, are subhuman, including of the institute that they're, or the prison that they're in. They're transferred to Cuba's equivalent of the gulag, where political prisoners go to get beaten and do hard labor. Made other Cuban activists believe Herrera and Velasquez had been convicted of attempted assault in a closed-door kangaroo court. So the reports, even from the people in Cuba, they're not entirely sure what the charges were because it was a closed-doors court. Which, could you imagine the outcry here? Now, I'm sure in, like, you know, 2 or 3 years after Fuhrer Trump winds up in instituting some changes, people wouldn't blink an eye about closed-doors courts. But right now, if people were, you know, tried in court where nobody was able to sit and watch, could you imagine the outcry?
Well, I mean, isn't that what happened to, like, Chelsea Manning? It wasn't that, I mean, that was a military court. I believe that was closed door, wasn't it? Or
no, there were people that were able to sit and witness. Now, you couldn't take video cameras or recording equipment in, and Chelsea Manning was not allowed to really present a defense. So, definitely a kangaroo court, but the doors were open to where people could show up.
Well, that's good. I know when I go to court, I used to always ask them, what's the jurisdiction of this court? What jurisdiction is this court functioning in? And I've had several times the judge say, oh, I can't tell you. Or you have to ask a lawyer. But when they say, I can't tell you, I object to the secret jurisdiction of this court. And the judge is like, no, it's not secret. Well, then tell me. How come you can't tell me? Do you not know? Well, I just can't tell you. You have to ask a lawyer. Well, aren't you a lawyer? You know, you should know.
I remember one time calling a court to ask a very specific question about a definition, and the response was, I'm not allowed to give legal advice. I'm not asking you for advice, I'm asking you for a definition.
That's a catch-all for them.
I can't give legal advice. Back to the update from LP Nevada. Mises, Cuba volunteer staff member and attorney Nelson Rodriguez Chartrand confirms that both men were convicted and now face the additional criminal charge of distributing enemy propaganda. So for passing out flyers, advocating for free markets and limited government, these men are facing a criminal charge of distributing enemy propaganda.
Well, they are the enemy to the socialistic system. I mean, the free market is the enemy of socialism. So,
yep.
That's terrible.
Should go to show that even though things are improving in Cuba, they could be a whole lot better. And same could be said for the United States. The difference is the degrees. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.